Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, hi, across the nation, the wide plains of America, the mountainous regions, and of course, the asphalt jungles of the big city. We're in one of them, the city of Chicago, and saying hello for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Today, our guest star from the world of records was taken on with a little bit of virus and a little bit of flu, and so that we are without the benefit of introducing you to one of the top stars in the country. And instead, we're going to play some very delicious and delightful music for you, things that I think will probably fill the bill on this that, at least in the Middle West, is a rather gray and rainy day. Let's begin by finding the happy music of Marvin Rainwater. Now, here's a young boy who is half Indian. You've probably seen him on a great many of the country and western shows. Listen to him on records. He records for MGM. And I think that this is a real classic of country and western music. An interesting sound, which if you'll recall in your earlier days of childhood, you sang it as Sliding Down My Cellar Door. Here is Marvin Rainwater to sing Gonna Find Me a Bluebird.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. 'Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. 'Cause I'm all over you. There was a time my love was needed, my life completed, my dreams come true. Then came the time was haunted, my love unwanted, all for you. Find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. 'Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. 'Cause I'm all over you.
That's pretty music, isn't it? That's Marvin Rainwater, who is not only the writer, the composer of the music and the lyric, but is also the performing artist on an MGM record, a real pleasant thing, Gonna Find Me a Bluebird, a philosophy that I think we could all well carry with us through life, and maybe it would be a happier life for everyone. You know, for the most part, the listeners to our daily show for Wrigley Spearmint write the commercials for me, because almost every day in the mail, we receive a letter from listeners across the country who tell me the various ways that they enjoy Wrigley Spearmint or how they use it. One of the most interesting letters I've received in a long while, because of perhaps it carries just a little bit of consumption of the product with it, was a letter that I received from a very important insurance counselor, an insurance man up in Portland, Oregon, a fellow by the name of Carlo Sposito, who wrote and said that he and his daddy before him for the past 21 years have been giving Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum away to the kids and to their clients and to their customers and friends almost every single day when they make their rounds and do their insurance selling. And Carlo, in this letter to me, said that they figured it out, he and his daddy, and they figured that in 21 years they have given away 75,000 sticks of Wrigley Spearmint. They just feel that it's a nice entree when the door opens to say, here, have a stick of Wrigley Spearmint. Well, now, they got the idea long before I did it. They've been doing it for 21 years, but it's the sort of thing I've been telling you about for quite some time, that it's a wonderful way to say hello to a friend, to hand him a stick of Wrigley Spearmint. So we certainly want to thank our friends, the Spositos, out in Portland, Oregon. I wish all insurance men in the country would do that. And even if they don't, we still love them. And I know you love Wrigley Spearmint, so why don't you try it? You get a pack today. Ask for Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's light, wholesome, refreshing, and, of course, always delicious. Wrigley Spearmint. And hello to all of our friends out there at KOIN in Portland who carry our show every day. Here's Vera Lynn. This is military music, and it's good music. It's on a London label. Vera sings Don't Cry, My Love.
A soldier boy, so brave and gay, with head held high, he marched away. His sweetheart went, but every night he'd think of her, and he would write, "Don't cry, my love.
British girl who certainly sings a whale of a song always, and this is a new type of material. It has the famed afterbeat of the drums on the rhythm section, but of course she does it almost in ballad style. We had the great opportunity, and it was a great opportunity, of meeting this very charming lady of song a couple of years ago when she visited here in the city. And she carried away from me as much admiration as I've ever had for any one singer, because she's just a delightful personality. Young lady who identified herself first on BBC over in England. Now, of course, she is the toast of British television. And I suppose the reason I feel so warm and close to her is because she contributed so much to our American troupe, who were over in Europe and in England during the last little skirmish that they had over there, 1941 through 45. As a result, not only should she endear herself to our American boys, who came back with the pleasant memory of her standing there in leggings and boots and sloshing through mud and entertaining, but of course she also has the deep admiration of disc jockeys all over the country, I'm sure, because of the tremendous perfection that she puts into every record. This happens to be on London, done by Vera Lynn, and called Don't Cry, My Love. If you get the opportunity today to do some shopping, Mother, I hope that you'll recall some of the things I've told you about Wrigley Spearmint. And when you shop, sort of put it high up on the list, along with the soap and the flour and the beans and the rest of the products for the family that you'll have to purchase at your favorite shopping spot. Pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint. You'd be surprised how nice a taste it is after your big meal tonight. Because, of course, it aids digestion, it helps to keep your teeth clean and attractive, and your breath always sweet. So when you're sitting around tonight listening to your favorite television or radio, and perhaps listening to your favorite CBS station, I hope that you'll enjoy the companionship of Wrigley Spearmint. It's a swell product, never spoils your appetite, but it's always pure, light, wholesome, and delicious. Wrigley Spearmint. You remember to get some today. Tommy Sands is up with a new Capitol record. You might remember Tommy was on our show a few weeks ago when he was first introduced to the American public as a record star. His new one, Two Good Sides, one is a rhythm tune called Ring-a-Ding-a-Ding, written by a good friend of ours in New York, Bob Allen, and plugged vociferously across the country by his compatriot, young Bobby Crystal. And on the other side is a ballad. And after all the build-up of the rhythm side, we're going to play the ballad side. Let's listen to Tommy Sands as he sings My Love Song.
Loving you, my darling.
Love Song, done by Tommy Sands. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow with a guest star from the record world, a young lady that Mr. Joe Foss will tell you about. I've got to give Joe that padded part here because he's really the star of the show. But this is Howard Miller from Chicago for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. A great delight for me every day at this hour. I hope it is for you, too, and we'll see you tomorrow. Now, friends, here he is, Joe Foss.
Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time when he'll be back for Wrigley Spearmint Gum with Betty Madigan on the CBS Radio Network.
They had just 48 hours to live and love. Tonight at